WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The ABC News Update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Arriving back in Washington, President Trump, because of the Iran-Israel fighting, he left the G7 summit in Canada early, denying the French president's claim of working on a ceasefire. It's much bigger than that, says Mr. Trump. Another incident of Palestinians killed near a food aid center run by the new U.S.-Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. Witnesses say Israeli troops opened fire. No comment from the Israeli military, which was asked about it. Investigators in Minnesota say Vance Bolter, accused of killing one Democratic lawmaker and wounding another, had a hit list with dozens of names. ABC's Melissa Adan.
Prosecutors revealed chilling new details of a, quote, targeted political assassination designed to inflict fear, injure, and kill members of the Minnesota legislature and their families.
They're cleaning up in Ohio County, West Virginia, after deadly flooding. At least six people died. This is ABC News. Long lines at the Louvre in Paris. The museum virtually shut down by a protest from employees over working conditions, overcrowding from tourists, and the condition of the museum itself. ABC's Lionel Moise.
The beloved museum, home to masterpieces such as the Mona Lisa and Venus de Milo, now sees nearly 9 million visitors each year, about 25,000 per day on average. But the main entrance, Iampe's famed pyramid, was built to handle less than half that, only about 10,000 people per day. The constant crush of visitors taking its toll on the gallery. An internal memo warning the museum is wearing out.
French officials have promised renovations but have not given a timeline. The Oklahoma City Thunder are now just one win away from an NBA title. The team beating the Indiana Pacers last night, 120-109, taking a 3-2 lead. The series shifts back to Indiana for Game 6 Thursday night. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling. To continue the legacy of this legendary tractor, the new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and in the field. Field ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while a heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH, built by farmers. Stop by Johnson Tractor in Richland Center today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C.
Sports from yesterday at the state baseball tournament. Division I quarterfinals. The winners included Hamilton, Badger, Hartford, and Muskego. Today, bright and early, it's Aquinas doing battle. I should say bright and early for Division IV. It's Johnson Creek and Pittsville beginning the morning session, followed by the afternoon session, which starts with Fenimore and Kewaunee this afternoon at around 2:30. In other notes from the state scene, the Brewers, second place in the National League Central, take on the first place Cubs this evening. Chad Patrick will throw for the Brewers and Ben Brown for the Cubs in the opening game of the 3-game series. Elsewhere, it was a win for Colorado, 6-4 over Washington, Philadelphia 5, Miami 2, the Dodgers 6, and San Diego 3. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7-1 over Baltimore. The Angels 1, Yankees nothing. Boston 2, Seattle nothing. Athletics 3, and Houston 1. From the NBA playoffs, it was Oklahoma City getting the win 120-109, taking Game 5 of the NBA Finals. So for the Thunder, they move one win away from a title after that victory last night in the NBA playoffs.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
A high of 84 degrees. Scattered thunderstorms could develop this afternoon, some of which could be strong. Scattered rain showers tonight, a low of 64. And cloudy Wednesday with rain likely, possibly heavy at times, and a high of 74. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 66, things have cleared out a little bit. We're getting even a little hint of sunshine this morning. It is 62 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Tuesday, June 17th. Here we go.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. For kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust and McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
Tyler Hubbard on WRCO. How fast the old year goes, the new year goes. I guess it's the current year, the 168th day of 2025. 197 days left in the year, but flying by. Summer is still not officially here. It will be this week, and then we can officially say that. It will officially feel like summer coming up on Saturday and Sunday. We get those temps in the 90s. Here's Billy Currington on WRCO.
What's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy here's doing the same, girl. It'd be a shame, girl, if I let you just walk on by. Cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, got gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, but who could blame me? You're looking so fine, got me all tongue-tied, and the only line I can think to say is, hey girl, what you think, girl? You look a little thirsty, let me go get you something to drink, girl. Before you plan, girl, I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you wanna take off to. What you say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl?
Sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my
completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? Can I trust you with my heart?
Travis Tritt, and Can I Trust You With My Heart on WRCO Radio. Register now for a free Safe Talk training at the Richland Hospital and Clinics coming up on Wednesday from 10 until 2. Safe Talk works to show anyone can make a difference with the right awareness. Registration is required as there is a 20-person limit. Register online at richlandhospital.com. Be aware of that going on this week as well. Richland Center Lions will be hosting a monthly evening going on with some fun times at the fairgrounds this summer. Selling concessions coming up Thursday from 5 until 8. The final night will be Thursday, October 9th. Car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars to showcase at fairgrounds, again coming up on Thursday night.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Short of a miracle when you find the one you're looking for. It's another kind of trouble trying to hang on to who you are, yeah. When all you want to do is lose yourself in someone else's arms. Isn't it a wonder that we got this far? Some people aren't lucky like us. Some people, they just give up. When my hard time's full, the thrill of it all is gone. Leaves you in a cloud of dust. It's sad to think that some won't find it, and others won't recognize it even when it comes. We're all at the mercy of the will of love. Some people, yeah, some people are. Lonely souls that just stumbled into fate. Look how much we've been given, babe, in spite of all of our mistakes. And I will never forget I've been blessed with the gift of loving you, yeah. And when the going ain't easy, babe, a little faith will pull us through. We have each other, we can hang on to, yeah. Some people aren't lucky like us. Some people, they just give up. And when my hard times fall, a pillar that all is gone leaves you in a
On WRCO. News, weather, and sports is coming up for just a little bit here this morning on WRCO Radio. And regular features along the way. It is Quizzy Poo Day, too. So we'll see how I do, if I can have a fridge hanger coming up in about an hour or so. Yeah, we'll wait and see. I don't know. I'm not feeling it yet, you know, but maybe I'll perk up and get it done. Summer school, you know, I'm kind of begrudgingly going, but if I want my diploma signed, I got to get it. So anyway, here's Ashley Cook and Joe Jonas.
I need a mind erase, another shot, no chaser, need a heart replacer on my tab. Got a stool, I'm saving like a fool, I'm waiting, and the music's taking me right back.
And I remember kissing on your lips. Forming something stronger only makes me want you even more than I already did. It's been a long night, but the missing you ain't gone. Maybe am I drinking wrong?
To know John Cougar John. Mississippi. I'm Hemingway with a shot of whiskey. I'm a TV dinner on a tray trying to figure out the wheel. A fortune. I'm a Texaco star. I'm a Gibson guitar. Still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom. So the longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never live my role in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up and never grow old. No, another rebel in the great wide open. On the boulevard of broken dreams, and I've never thought.
Keith Urban on WRCO FM 100.9. News, weather, and sports will be next, keeping you in the know from WRCO.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 63 degrees at 6:30. We're headed toward 84 later with maybe scattered thunderstorms later today, some of which could be a little heavier. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue tonight and a low of 64. This news update is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Court and Main is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Court and Main makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Court and Main, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
I'm Phil Nee with news. At the Capitol, a request for increased security ahead of a scheduled floor session this week. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed yesterday that increased security presence has been requested prior to today's Assembly floor session. That follows the weekend assassination of a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband and the wounding of a second lawmaker and his wife, all at their residences. Unlike the majority of state Capitol buildings and many county courthouses in Wisconsin, and visitors to the Capitol in Madison can enter through numerous doors and are not subject to metal detectors or security searches. Security is provided by officers with the Capitol Police. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was included on a list of names found in the vehicle of the man accused of the shooting of Minnesota lawmakers. Baldwin's office has confirmed that law enforcement informed the senator that her name was on the list. Vance Bolter is accused of posing as a police officer and killing Democratic Minnesota State Representative and former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. And Democrats U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan and State Senator Kelda Royce have also confirmed they were on the list. A nationwide opioid settlement is moving forward. Attorneys general from all 54 U.S. states and territories have reached a sweeping multi-billion-dollar settlement with the Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced on Monday the $7.4 billion agreement with the makers of OxyContin has been finalized, not officially, but it looks like that will be the case, and Call said the next step in the process is that local governments will be asked to join the settlement contingent on bankruptcy court proceedings. Under this settlement, Wisconsin state and local governments would receive as much as $80 million over the next 15 years. A person was found unresponsive following a motorcycle crash Saturday night near St. Joseph Hospital in the city of Hillsboro. An officer with the Hillsboro Police Department was conducting traffic enforcement while parked in a stationary position near the Hillsboro Fire and EMS garage. At approximately 10:35, the officer observed a motorcycle traveling at a high rate of speed entering the city limits. As the motorcycle approached the squad car and entered the city limits, radar showed the motorcycle traveling at 74 miles per hour. The motorcycle passed another motorist traveling westbound, continuing at a high rate of speed towards the residential and business areas of the city. The officer activated their emergency lights and siren and began traveling toward the motorcycle, but ultimately lost visual of the motorcycle as it passed through the 800 block of Water Avenue. The officer continued traveling westbound on Water Avenue, ultimately locating a motorcycle that had crashed near the parking lot of Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital emergency room. Upon locating the motorcycle, the officer immediately located an unresponsive male party laying in the parking lot, believed to be the operator. The officer quickly retrieved emergency room personnel who came to assist and immediately began life-saving measures. The operator was subsequently transported to Gunderson in La Crosse via medical helicopter with life-threatening injuries. Due to the nature of the crash, the Hillsboro Police Department requested assistance from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February of 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. Jesse Vang, her boyfriend and caretaker of Elijah when he went missing, is charged with physical abuse of a child, causing death, and hiding a corpse. His next court appearance is coming up on June 20th. The fall death of a farm worker in southern Wisconsin is being investigated. It happened Friday near Lake Mills in Jefferson County. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, a 70-year-old man was roughly 50 feet up on the outside of a silo to open a door to allow feed to be removed. Investigators say what happened was not witnessed, but it was clear the man had fallen at some point. Other farm employees found him on the ground and life-saving measures were attempted, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name has not been released. A reminder, today a Red Cross blood drive is happening from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Child care will be provided. Reminder, Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Rockbridge and Cazenovia today. The truck will be at Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge from 10:30 until 11:30 and near Alibi's Bar and Grill in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30, and all are welcome to attend. A third of Wisconsin's population doesn't drive, and that number is expected to grow. To address the issue, the state's Department of Transportation is taking action. There was a gathering last week of what's called the Non-Driver Advisory Committee. It comprised of advocates, service providers, and government officials, and they discussed how new technology and community partnerships can improve access for non-drivers. Most of Wisconsin's non-drivers include seniors, students, people with disabilities, and low-income individuals.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again this afternoon, some of which could be strong. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue, a low of 64. 74 tomorrow with rain likely, possibly heavy at times. Thursday, 83 with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm later on. And then Friday, 84. Heat builds in toward the weekend with a high of 92 Saturday and 93 predicted for Sunday. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 62, it is 64 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating, Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. A look at state baseball coming up, and the Brewers open up an important series against the Cubs tonight. You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. At the state baseball tournament yesterday, Hamilton was a winner over Oak Creek in the first game, 6-1. Badger, 14, and Hudson, 3. Hartford, 4-1 over Hortonville. And Muskego, 7-2 winners against Sun Prairie East. Today's games include, right away this morning, Johnson Creek and Pittsville. And Pacelli and Edgar will meet. This afternoon, Fenimore begins the afternoon session with a 2:30 game against Kewaunee. And Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic will play Barron in the second game of the Division III semifinals. Reedsburg will play tomorrow morning in the second game of the morning semifinal in Division II. American Legion baseball, it was West Salem Post 51 with a win 4-3 over the Viroqua 138ers. The Brewers, with a 39-34 record, second in the National League Central, will play the first-place Cubs. They are 44-28, first in the National League Central. 5 minutes after 7, first pitch time tonight, Brewers' Chad Patrick going against Ben Brown in the battle between two teams that have been performing not too bad lately. The Cubs actually 5-5 in the last 10 games for the Brewers. They've been doing well, including a recent sweep over the Cardinals. Not a sweep, but a 3-4 game series win. Also, with his teammates opening a series in Wrigley against the Cubs, veteran pitcher Brandon Woodruff will try to restart his injury recovery. The team says he will throw a bullpen session starting today or tomorrow of about 40 pitches at American Family Field. Sports Illustrated reports that could lead to another minor league rehabilitation assignment of a couple of games. Woodruff has already had 2 rehab efforts this season. The last one ended when he was hit on the elbow by a line drive. Games last night, Colorado 6-4 over Washington, Philadelphia 5-2 over Miami. The Dodgers beat San Diego 6-3. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Baltimore 1. The Angels 1-0 over the Yankees. Boston beat Seattle 2-0, and the Athletics 3-1 over Houston. Jalen Williams had a career playoff high of 40 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder move within one win from a title, beating the Indiana Pacers 120-109 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals last night. It was the 10th and by far the biggest time the Thunder stars combined for more than 70 points in one ball game. And Arkansas's Gage Wood pitched the 3rd no-hitter in College World Series history and first in 65 years, striking out a record 19 and never letting Murray State come close to getting a hit in the Razorbacks' 3-0 victory. Wood joined Jim Erler of Texas in 1950 and Jim Wixon of Oklahoma State in 1960 as the only pitchers to throw no-hitters in the College World Series. His defense was never really challenged as he dominated a Racers team that was making its first Omaha appearance. The junior right-hander set the College World Series record for strikeouts in a 9-inning game with 19. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life. And Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 weeks. Love.
catching up a little at a time. With pieces of the old dream, they're gonna light the old flame. Doing what they please, leaving every other reason behind.
That is Little Texas on WRCO's Good 90s Country. And my love, are you ready for my love? It is time for us to move on, and we have info in to get you in the know here in a little bit. Plus, chances to win, including some tickets for the upcoming Hillsboro Dairy Breakfast coming up this weekend. It is dairy breakfast season. We have Hillsboro coming up this weekend, and then we always kind of culminate June Dairy Month, with the Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast, which happens the following week. So get a chance to get our fill of pancakes and all kinds of stuff. And Hillsboro has some special menu as well. They have hash browns on their menu too, so that's good stuff. I tried to cook last night for June, you know, since no games to run to or anything like that. I said, you know, I'll cook for you. And both of us survived the night, so it must have been all right. Must have been fit to eat, right?
Good morning. This is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from June the 16th. We had 358 head today, 21 head of fat cattle today. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 192 to 202. Choice Holstein steers, 181 to 191. And select unfinished steers and heifers, 180 and down. 89 head of slaughter cows today. The top 20% bring 135 to 154. The middle 60, 107 to 134. And the bottom 20%, 106 and down. One bull today, no real test on bulls. 246 head of calves today. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 910 to 1040. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 820 and down. Quality beef calves, 800 to 1490. That's on the bull side. Light poor quality calves, 400 and down. And a crossbred heifer calves, 810 to 1380. Don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This is Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Hey, truck and tractor pull fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pull events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pull near you.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, extravaganza, petting zoo, farm safety, kids activities, a crafts and flea market, farmers market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some things to stream, to watch, to listen to coming up, including lifelike digital dinosaurs, walking with dinosaurs. That's coming up as well. Also streaming the Associated Press Entertainment Journalist, a documentary on trailblazing NASA astronaut Sally Ride, which looks pretty interesting. The third season of The Gilded Age and Tron Catalyst, a video game released this week inspired by the 1982 movie Tron. So that gives you a few things to do during your summer leisure.
Off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. The neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on, but I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck,
car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application